morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 4th. You'll be interested to know. 249 years ago today, in 1776, the Second Continental Congress, meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, adopted the Declaration of Independence, proclaiming the 13 American colonies' separation from British rule. This momentous decision laid the foundation for the United States of America, inspiring countless individuals worldwide to pursue freedom and self-governance. The Declaration of Independence remains a powerful symbol of human rights and the enduring spirit of liberty. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 66 degrees with 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a sunny Independence Day with temperatures reaching around 83, accompanied by a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 62 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 7 with the low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 86 and a gentle west wind. Sunday and Monday will be mostly sunny with highs near 93 and 94. Nights will be mostly clear to partly cloudy with lows around 72 to 73. A chance of rain showers and thunderstorms arrives Monday evening and continues into Tuesday with a high near 86. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, in a remarkable discovery, Jennifer Cromack uncovered a historic scroll titled A Resolution in Protest Against Slavery while volunteering at the American Baptist Archive in Groton, Massachusetts. The 5-foot-long document, signed by 116 New England ministers on March 2, 1847, highlights the Baptist response to slavery. This finding, described by Cromack as the Holy Grail of abolitionist-era documents, reveals a pivotal moment in American history. The declaration showcases the minister's commitment to justice, stating that silence on the issue of slavery is no longer an option. This document is a vital part of the ongoing narrative of faith and social justice. Now on to sports. Cristiano Ronaldo has signed a groundbreaking contract with Saudi Arabian football club Al Nassr, valued at approximately $700 million over 2 years, making it the highest average annual salary in sports history. This lucrative deal includes a yearly salary of about $244 million, a signing bonus of $33 million, and a 15% equity stake in the club. Ronaldo's perks also feature private jet credits, sponsorship packs worth $82 million, and a dedicated staff of 16 individuals, including drivers and chefs. With no income tax in Saudi Arabia, Ronaldo's earnings reflect a remarkable shift in sports contracts. In local sports, this morning, the Sox faced the Nationals in Washington for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Lucas Giolito, boasting a 3.99 earned run average, will duel against Michael Soroka with a 4.70. First pitch is at 11:05 under warm skies with temperatures around 83 degrees. In top news, thousands of airline passengers were grounded on Thursday as French air traffic controllers began a two-day walkout, protesting working conditions and triggering numerous flight cancellations right at the start of the summer vacation period. France's civil aviation agency requested airlines to reduce flights at major airports, including Paris, Charles de Gaulle, Orly, and Nice. Ryanair canceled 170 flights, affecting over 30,000 passengers. EasyJet followed suit with 124 cancellations on Thursday and an additional 150 on Friday, impacting roughly 20,000 to 25,000 passengers daily. The strike continues into Friday as concerns mount over understaffing and outdated equipment. In business news, in a revealing look at America's pizza economy, sales trends indicate lower-income consumers are being priced out of their favorite meals. While higher-end pizzas continue to attract diners, sales at major chains like Domino's Pizza, Papa John's, and Pizza Hut fell in the first quarter of 2025. The average price of a large pizza now stands at $18, reflecting a nearly 30% increase since 2019. As inflation pressures mount, chains are launching value menus to lure back customers. However, rising ingredient costs and economic uncertainty pose challenges for all consumers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% for the week to about $110,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $2,600. And XRP is up 3% to $2.26. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a remarkable discovery, doctors have identified a new blood type called Guada negative in a French woman, marking the 48th known blood group system in humans. The woman from Guadeloupe was found to carry a unique genetic mutation during routine testing in 2011. Researchers revisiting her case in 2019 sequenced her genome and confirmed she is the only known carrier of this blood type. Discovering new blood groups offers patients with rare blood types a higher level of care, said the French blood establishment. This breakthrough expands our understanding of human blood types, which now encompass a total of 48 systems. And in entertainment news, this year's San Diego Comic-Con, the mecca for geek culture, will notably lack major franchises. Marvel Studios, Lucasfilm, Warner Brothers, Legendary, Sony, Lionsgate, and Paramount are all skipping the iconic Hall A, which is known for significant franchise announcements. This absence is intriguing, given the superhero genre is at a pivotal moment, especially after recent disappointments like Marvel's Captain America: Brave New World. While some studios will still present, including Universal Pictures and Amazon MGM Studios, the overall lack of superhero content raises questions about the effectiveness of Comic-Con as a marketing platform. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights activist and author, Alice Walker. And she said, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.